Today on the TV Time Machine, we welcome Harry Lloyd of Counterpart. Mr. Lloyd is an accomplished actor, having appeared in such films as The Theory of Everything and The Iron Lady, and is probably best known for his role in the Emmy Award-winning TV series Game of Thrones. Over the next segment, Harry Lloyd will talk about his new series about a secret parallel world in Counterpart, which airs Sundays at 8 p.m. only on Stars. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to experience some double trouble, feel free to meet you, yourself, and I as we leave our individuality in the past in order to meet our doppelganger face-to-face in the present. Harry, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Thanks for having me.
Now, Harry, tell us what Counterpart is all about.
Counterpart is a spy espionage thriller with this twist that instead of fighting the Russians, we're fighting a parallel world, is the basic kind of pitch, really.
Now, you play a character by the name of Peter Quayle. Tell us about Peter and what is the inner workings of the fellow? What makes him tick?
Peter Quayle is the boss of the main guy, Howard Silk, who's the character played by J.K. Simmons. And the whole story kicks off. Howard Silk from the other side, who's actually a high-level spy operative, comes over to our side, uncovers this big conspiracy. So my job is to try and get out of this problem. And I am very much out of my depth. In terms of the inner working of Quayle, I believe that he's someone who has arrived at his position through a combination of privilege and nepotism, and he is somebody who ultimately his main fear is being found out that he's actually kind of weak and quite shallow. So he's the thing that drives him is he's just trying to save his own behind, I feel.
So Peter has a bit of insecurity about him then.
Oh, massively. Yeah. But you wouldn't, you know, he laughs loud, but I think he laughs less and less as the series goes on. But he's also one of the funniest people in the show, and he's a lot of fun to play.
So tell us about the relationship between Peter and Howard Silk. What is the dynamic that exists between the two men?
Well, what's really interesting in this show is that I get a relationship with two different Howard Silks, two very different relationships. One of them, he is my subordinate, someone who I don't have a lot of respect for, someone who I'm annoyed that I have to read him into this whole massive life-changing secret. And I have to work with him because Howard on the other side has all this information and is someone that, again, I'm forced to work with the enemy who I don't want to work with and who I don't trust. But at the same time, I'm aware is far beyond me in terms of skill set and knowledge. And I'm kind of caught between these two Howards, neither of whom I want to work with.
So as much as you can tell us, why was Howard chosen to have the truth about this parallel dimension revealed to him?
The only reason that Howard on our side is involved is because Howard on the other side is a man whose job ultimately is setting up networks on our side. He is a deep cover kind of spy. And for whatever reason, we don't know yet, he says, I need my Howard. And I want my counterpart Howard to be involved in this. So you're going to have to read him in.
Got it.
He's calling all the shots to begin with.
Got it. Okay. So for you as an actor, what is the most challenging and the most satisfying thing about playing a part like Peter Quayle?
I think sometimes the challenging thing is that he's often trying to escape the drama. He's not someone who's initiating or someone who's trying to get to the bottom of it with a clear motivation. He is someone who's trying to weasel his way out of it. So often my job in a scene is rather than to kind of create the tension or stand strong on a single kind of point of view, is that he's trying to diffuse it. He's trying to worm his way out of it. So ultimately, you can never quite put your finger on him. He's quite a shifty character. I guess that's probably quite challenging. One of the most satisfying things is working with such great writing and working with such, I have to say, a wonderful cast. We had a great time filming it in L.A. and also in Berlin, where it's set. And we've just been meeting up all together to do some press for it. Now it's launching. And we're all going back to Berlin end of February to film season two. So that's,
great.
It's extremely satisfying
that's
job, yeah.
Now, as you mentioned, Counterpart is a unique mix of espionage and the metaphysical. Is that one of the things that intrigued you about this series and attracted you to this part?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I thought, what a wonderful combination. Why has no one thought of that before? It felt like it was based on some very famous novel. It seemed so kind of grounded and so detailed. And Justin Marks, the creator of it, it's an idea that he had, I think, about 8 years ago, and has been developing it ever since. And it feels so well lived in. And when you ask him annoying questions about practicalities or logic, because it's such a dangerous premise in terms of there are so many kind of loopholes you can get stuck in, he's all over it, and he knows the writing, and he knows this world, and he knows the details of the customs procedure when you travel between the two worlds. He has it down, and he's created this wonderful playground for us actors to play in and to mess up.
You know, of all the supernatural possibilities in the universe, just the idea of meeting yourself is particularly eerie and very unsettling. Why do you think that is?
It's the idea that just there is a possibility of something else, some other reality. There could be thousands and countless of parallel universes, but the idea of there being one, which is just as real as ours, is so attractive and so dangerous. The idea that something, there's just one other possibility, whatever it is. I think sometimes people feel like, I don't care what happens, but just not this, not right. this. And they'll accept anything else. And that's such a dangerous position, and a position that characters in the show definitely find themselves in. And it's this allure of other. The interesting thing about the way that these two worlds are set up is the idea that 30 years ago, when this crossing was created or discovered, the two worlds were completely identical. They have the same, it's as if our world got copied. But in that 30 years, bit by bit, they've just diverged more and more. So we can't really say that we're more real than they are. And that's why we have this uneasy peace. Because ultimately we're at war with ourselves, which I think is such an interesting and grounded metaphor for the human condition, really.
And also, you would imagine that when you have two competing parallel universes, one ultimately has to be the victor.
That's such a good point. I think so. Justin talked to us about that in the very first meeting when we all sat down and we got the kind of the Bible for the show, which had all the rules of the Office of Interchange and how it all worked. And it's about this idea that we cannot coexist, and we're trying to, and that's why we have this strange, secretive, covert relationship of diplomacy and double-crossing and secret agents and people being on the wrong side, that we cannot coexist with ourselves. And that's a really dangerous and scary truth.
Now, besides the parallel dimension aspect of Counterpart, what are some of the other themes, the human dimensions, that Counterpart explores?
Well, a lot of it is to do with relationships. Howard is married to the character that Olivia Williams plays, who's called Emily. And more, obviously, there's an Emily on the other side, and we find out about their two very different relationships and how the secrets that people hide from each other and the life that people pretend to lead and the life that they actually lead and all kind of different aspects of one's own identity and relationships and these very kind of human themes. And ultimately, the relationship between the two Howards, one to begin with is very curious about the other, and the other is very disappointed. And yet, more and more as the series progresses, we realize all the similarities. And as you meet other counterparts and you see other pairs of people, you're always looking for the point at which they actually converge and diverge. And that's something that the series explores with great detail.
Wow. So there are a lot of layers there. Now, of course, Howard is played by J.K. Simmons. What is he like to work with, both as an actor and as a person?
He's very cool. he's very cool. And he's a lot of fun to work with. I mean, especially because I'm very lucky that I got to work with both different Howards. So I got to see him playing this meek and mild-mannered, very gentle, humble Howard. And then I see the badass spy Howard. So I get to see both sides of him. He himself is somewhere, I would say, who sits probably quite in the middle and has aspects of both of him. And he's very grounded, and he's a dad, and he is very practical, and he's very easy to work with. I enjoyed it a lot.
And he's very relatable. He's very accessible as a person for the viewer.
Yeah. And as an actor, I think when you watch him on screen, there's no pretense, it seems, even though he's playing two very different characters. He can't be actually like both of them in real life. But they're both very grounded, and he's very understated, and yet very detailed. So there's a lot going on, but you never feel that he's giving an over-the-top performance in any way.
So, Harry, what can audiences expect to experience when they watch Counterpart this season?
What I think is one of the best things about the show is the pacing of it, and that you have to get your head around this huge concept, and yet it's a page-turner, it's a thriller, it's a spy show, and then there's just one sci-fi element in it, which is the fact that this world got copied 30 years ago, and then the rest of it is played out very detailedly and very naturally. And it talks, you know, it deals with the ramifications of that. It's not some crazy out there show. It's very realistic and very buttoned down, but very exciting with lots of action and lots of intrigue and lots of twists. And yet every now and again, you're given these wonderful times to take a breath where you have a scene between the two Howards, for example, and you are invited to ponder these really interesting kind of metaphysical questions. And then straight off, you're off again on the chase. So it's really well balanced.
Harry, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Thank you very much indeed.